Okay, Daf Pei Aleph in Maseches Ksubis. As we continue, Perek Isha Shenaflu, the Perek again that discusses the rights of the husband in property of the wife. Yesterday we started to discuss the Mishnah, which talks about the rights of a Yavam in the Rechasim of the Shomeris Yavam. So that's what we said. Beisham and Beisila both agree that she's allowed to sell, different than an Arusa. An Arusa is not allowed to sell L'chachilo, according to Beisila, while a Shomeris Yavam can. And then we discussed what happens if she then dies with all of the, what happens to all of the Nechasim. So we start with the Gemara. Ibai Lahu. Pei Amabeis, towards the bottom. Ibai Lahu. Shomeris Yavam Shemesa Mikovra. A Shomeris Yavam that dies. She's awaiting Yibum, and then Rachman al-Islan, her husband died a little while ago, and now she dies. So Mikover, who has the responsibility of burying her? Yarshe Habal Kavrila Deka Yarsi Ksuba. Do we say that the Yarshim of her husband, meaning the Yavam, do we say that they have to bury her because they Yarshin her Ksuba? We'll talk about what Ksuba means in a minute. Odilma Yarshi Ha'av Kavrila. Or do we say that no, the Yarshi Ha'av, meaning her father's Yarshim, her Yarshim. From her side, they have to bury her because they yarshin, as Beis Hillel held in the Mishnah, they yarshin her nechse melug. Right, nechse melug, you remember, the principal stays with her while the payros are eaten by the husband. So the principal was with her. She's buchzak, and that's why her yarshin, meaning her father and her side, yarshin that. So they have to bury her because they yarshin the nechse melug. So what are the two tzadim here? She has two yarshim. Usually somebody only has one set of yarshim. But here she has two yarshim. So that's why there's a suffix who would chiyuv to bury her. There is a diak that Shita B'Kubetzes has. Look at Rashi, first Rashi. Mi kovra, mishum de yeshla shnei yarshim coming by ilan. What's Rashi adding there? That the Gemara didn't say. The Gemara says, there's yarshi ha'bal and yarshi ha'av. And all of a sudden Rashi says, because she has two yarshim, we're coming by ilan. So what's Rashi adding? So the Shita B'Kubetzes is medayik, then maybe only here, if there are actually two yarshim, does the Gemara have a safek. If there are nichse malug and there is ksuba. But let's say there was no nichse malug. Let's say she didn't have properties. So then the pshita assumes that lafi rashi, there wouldn't be a safek. It's only because there are two yarshim practically. Aval I leka nichse malug, afagav di havi law, havi yarsi law. Even though if there would be, he would yarshin. Lokami boile, that wouldn't be a question. The pshita vadai demand yars ksuba iunai kavarla. If there wouldn't be yarshim on one side, so then there wouldn't be a suffix here. The only reason is because there are actually two yarshim. There are properties enough for both yarshim to inherit. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says is medayik from Rashi. So is it the yarshi habal or is it the yarshi haaf? What does the word ksuba mean here? Says the Yarshe Ha'av, we understand. Yarshe Ha'av, they might have to bury her because they Yarshin the Nechse Malug. What about the Yarshe Ha'bal, the Yavam, what does the Yavam get? Ksuba. What does Ksuba mean here? The Yavam gets the Ksuba. So Rashi in the Mishnah had said Ksuba meant the 100 and the 200, the Man and the Masayim. The problem though that Tosas asked on Rashi then is that what's that side of Suffolk? They should have to bury her because they get the Ksuba. This is connected to what we learned earlier in Daf Mem Zayim. Kfurasa tachas Ksubasa. The husband usually has to bury her because he gets the Ksuba. But what did Ksuba mean there? The Ksuba there at Daf Mem Zayim meant the Nidunya, the dowry that she brings in, not just the 100 and the 200. So I don't understand. Rashi says Tosfos. Tosfos even asks Liyarshay. V'yim Tomar. Lepirish akuntres de'ein Liyarshay abal elamanu mesayim alone Nidunya. According to Rashi, in his Pshat of the Mishnah, Ksuba, the Ksuba that went to the Yarshi Ha'bal was the 100 and the 200. Not the Nidunya. Part of the Nidunya is the Nechse Malug. That went to the Yarshi Ha'av. So I don't understand. Earlier, Kfurasa Dachas Ksubasa, Ksuba meant Nidunya. So that I can understand, because the Nidunya, he's going to Yarshin. But Ksuba, so why is it, right, his brother didn't pay the Ksuba. So I don't understand how that could fit in. So Tosva says, V'yesh Lomar, the Shomeris Yavam, as we're going to see, right when the husband died, the brother died, she was roi to collect her ksuba. So it's as if kind of that she had rights to it. So now when she dies, it's as if that it went from her to the yavam. So you're right, there was no nedunya specifically that went to the yarshi ha'av, but even the 100 and 200 can be looked at as kind of nedunya like. Says Tosfos. The Yeshlomar Bahari Hikilu, second to last skinny line. It's as if she took it and gave it to him. Even though she really didn't bring something in, it's as if she got it and was giving and gave it to him. So that's how Tosfos explains Rashi what the word suba means. What the word suba means, but again, the suffix of the Gemara, who buries, who has the obligation to bury a Shemeres Yavim Shemesa, is it she has two sets of Yarshim, some properties her family gets, some properties the Yavim's family gets. So who has the Chiyav to bury her? That's the question. Yeah. Since the ksuba comes from the dead brother's assets.
So from the viewpoint of the yavam, it's in the dunya because it's not coming.
From the yavam's in the dunya, but she's bringing it into the marriage. But the question might have been, according to Tosfos, that isn't it kind of going directly from the dead brother to him? So Tosfos is saying no, because he had rights to collect it right away. So that's why it can still be looked at as going through her. So Tashma. So the Brisa says, Titania, Shemeres Yavim Shemesa. So we have a Brisa that says, a Shemeres Yavim that dies, Yersheha, Yershek Subasa, Chayav Mikvurasa. Her Yarshim, the Yarshin of her Ksuba, Chayav Tiberir. So it's Mefurish. The Yershek Subasa, meaning the ones who Yarshin her Ksuba, the Yershe Habal. Amar Abaya, Afanana Mitanina. We also learned, sorry, could you just close the door a little bit? We also learned in the Mishnah later on, in Parak Amana Nizonis Midachsi Yisomim, and Amana gets fed from the Nechasim of the Yisomim, Mizonos, Umasi Yadeshalahen, we had this before, that the Maisi Yadayim, that her earnings go to them, to the orphans. She gets Mizonos, and they get her Maisi Yadayim. But then the Mishnah there adds on, Ve'ein Chayavin Bikfurasa, the orphans, are not Chayiv in her Kvura. Yarsheha, Yarshik Subasa Chayiv in Bikfurasa. That's the end of the Mishnah. Her Yarshim, those Yarshik Suba, are Chayiv in a Kvura. Ve'izehu Almana Sheishla Shte Yarshim. So what type of Almana does the Mishnah have to explain which Yarshim we're talking about? Yarsheha, which ones? Yarshik Subasa. What are we emphasizing? Havi Omer Zeh Shemeres Yavam. So it must be a case of Shemeres Yavam, because who else has two sets of Yarshim? And you see, the Yarshik Subasa are Chayiv in the Kvura. So that's what the Gemara seems to say, that it's the Yavam. The Yavam has to bury her. The Yavam has a chiv to bury her because he is yarshining the ksup. Period. Amar Rava. Rava says, 1 minute, is this really true? Velema, why can't the Yavam complain and say, I don't want to bury her? Ach ani yoresh, ishto ein ani kover. So what exactly does that line mean? Literally, I'm yarshining my brother, I'm not burying his wife. So what exactly does that mean? So the simple reading that many Mefarshim explain is that I'm not really... What my brother? My brother got something for it. He got Ksubasa, whether that meant Nidunya, he got something for it. What am I getting? I'm not getting anything. I'm yarshining my brother. I'm yarshining all of his possessions. I'm yarshining the Ksuba that he didn't pay. I'm yarshining... But what am I getting from her? I'm not getting anything from her. So why should I have to bury her? The Tekanat Rabbanan of Kvura was because I got something. But here I'm not getting anything. So Ishani, I'm not burying the wife. So ask Rava, so why can't he have this Taina and not have to bury her? The Ritva adds, a little different shot, quoting Rabbeinu Tam, V'leima ach ani yoresh v'ishto eini kover, v'kasal kataitak tahachi kamar, d'kvura takanta d'rabanani. Her burial is a takanta d'rabanan. Ulidi dechivo. And to my husband, to a real husband, chazawar mechayiv. Aval ani yerusha so, zachzili Torah, misha mitzvaz yibum. Look, I have a zchus haTorah. The Rabbana came up with this mitzvah to Rabbana, the Rabbana for a husband to bury the wife. That doesn't apply to me. It doesn't apply to me. What? I get a zchus daraisa. Zchus daraisa of Yibum, and I'm getting his nechasim. The chiv to Rabbana, the burial, that's only for a husband. It's not for a yavam. So that's an added, just a little deeper point about I'm not getting anything. So Rabbi says, why can't he tie into that? I'm yarshining my brother, but I shouldn't have to bury his wife. So Amalei answers, Amalei Abaya. Abaya answers, Rava, no. We come to the Yavam and say, Mimanavshach. We come to it from two sides. We say, you have to, for some reason, there's no way to get out of it, you have to bury this woman. Why? Im achiv yoresh, if you are yarshining your brother, meaning, if you are a stand-in for your brother, if you're a stand-in for your brother, and that's what a Yavam is, he's a stand-in, he's in a continuation we had of the brother's marriage, we've had the Lashon before, Kinyan to Achivu, if you're a continuation, so as if your brother's alive. So your wife, so as if your wife died, your brother's alive, so you can resist him, so bury your wife. So you're something, either you're like him or you're not like him. So if you're like him, so it's as if your brother's still alive. So therefore, bury his wife. And just add, Rashi adds on, even if your brother never got anything, he would have to bury his wife. That's a chi of the Rabbanan. So here too. So it doesn't matter whether you got, whether you didn't get, bury your wife. Im eino kover es ishto, and let's say you don't want to bury the wife, meaning you're saying it's as if your brother died. You're not exactly your brother. It's as if your brother died. Said you take subasa, that she deserves to get a ksuba. She didn't, and you didn't pay the ksuba. So you have to bury her. Ksubasa dachas ksubasa. So the man of Shach Abaye says, we tell him, tough luck. You have this chiyuv of kura. You didn't marry her yet? You didn't marry her. Right, what's he say? Let's try to say, he's not a bad guy. Let's say he doesn't have enough money and he wants Bezin to take care of it. So we say to him, what do you mean? You have to bury this woman, take care of the arrangements. Either it's as if your brother's alive and therefore you have to bury the wife, or it's as if your brother's not alive and you have to pay the ksuba. So Amalei Hachi Kamina. So Rava said, no, let me explain Abaye a little better. This is what I meant to say, what he could claim. Ach ani yoreish ishto as ishto ein ani kover. That's the same thing so far. I'm yarshining my brother, his wife I'm not burying. V'imi shum ksuba. You want to say, if it's as if my brother died, she should yarshin her ksuba. Lo nitna ksuba ligvos mechayim. No, a ksuba is not collectible mechayim while the brother is alive. So if I'm like my brother, and my brother's still alive, so she was never right to get her ksuba. Ksuba is not a chiyuv that kicks in earlier. Ksuba is only after the husband died. And if I'm a stand-in for my brother, so she was never fit to get her ksuba. So again, I'm not getting anything from her. It's as if me, my brother, we're all one person, we're still alive. So I shouldn't have to collect. I shouldn't have to pay for her burial. So again, this is a machloka. So again, the original slavic of the Gemara, and the Gemara assumed that the Yavam has to bury the Yavama. And the Gemara is saying, why can the Yavam have this claim? I'm like my brother. I'm a stand-in for my brother. So, and when a husband's wife dies, or the husband's still there, then that the ksuba is not collectible. And he says, and I don't have a chiyuv d'rabbanan to bury because I'm not really the husband. So he's trying to have it from both ways. Yeah. Is he Yorish as a Yavam? He's a potential Yavam. A Yavam. Okay, so how much do we see that potential? There are five brothers before Yibam that he will get equally, correct? Is that a Yavam? We still foresee him as special status, right? Mitzvah Bagadol Yabim, and another brother could passel, you know, but we still see him as special status. But you're right, he's not, as of yet, not, but this is what he's trying to claim. He's trying to claim that, you know, I'm still a stand-in.
Does this go against what Tosa just said, that the Shemar Yisrael can't collect?
Oh, but that's going to be the answer of the Gemara, as we'll see in a second. So the Gemara, Lamaisa Rava says, I think the Yavim has good claims, saying, I didn't get anything from this woman, and I'm not really the husband. So I don't want to bury her. So the Gemara answers, no. Man shamis made to islay medrash ksuba. Who is the one that holds a medrash ksuba? What's medrash ksuba? It's a mishnah we had at the end of Maseches Yavamis, which said that we darshin the lashon of the ksuba. Medrash ksuba. And what does the ksuba say? That the ksuba, when you are ready to marry somebody else, then you collect your ksuba. Kishatinazi la'acher titili masha kasav lechi. Right? When you are ready to collect your ksuba, then it is fit for you. So who is the one that says we dash in those words? And what does those words mean? It means that the ksuba is not collectible before the husband dies, which is exactly what the lush of the Gemara just said. Lo nina ksuba los bechayim. Who is the one that's based on? Beis Shammai. That sheet is Beis Shammai. That sheet is Beis Shammai. V'shaminan lehula Beis Shammai, da'ar mishtar ha'omei ligvos kagavi dami. And we know that Beis Shammai also holds in another context, which we're going to read in a minute, that shtar ha'omei ligvos kagavi dami, a shtar that is omei to be collected, is as if it's collected. So let's already say what the answer is before we see where we're going. So therefore what? Says the Gemara. Says Abaye back to Rava. Shtar you're saying that the ksub is not collectible mechayim. What is that based on? They're based on the words of the ksuba. Kisha, right? Only when the husband dies and you're able to marry somebody else, you can collect the ksuba. That's Beis Shammai. But you know what? Beis Shammai also has another opinion. That any shtar that's omei ligvos is as if it's collected. So this woman is holding her ksuba when the husband dies. It's as if she collected her ksuba. And now when she dies, it's as if you're getting it back from her. So you are getting something from her, and therefore you have to bury her. That's the Gemara's answer. Again, Rava said, I think this husband has a good claim. He could say, I'm not getting anything from this woman, and I'm not the real husband. So the Gemara, and she had no rights to the ksuba yet, because I'm quasi the husband, as if she died, and the ksuba is not collectible when the husband's alive. or, you know, if no divorce takes place. So what do we answer? We answer no. We answer that whole svara that you are suggesting, that she cannot collect the ksuba while the husband's alive, that's based on the words of the ksuba, and that's only she does beishamai. And beishamai has another opinion. If you're holding that beishamai, you gotta go all the way. Shtar ha'omid ligwas kagavi dami. So it's as if she has the ksuba, and she collected the ksuba. So when she dies, it's as if you're taking it from her. So you are getting something from her, so you have to bury this Yavama. That is, she is the muchzak on the mamon right when her husband dies. Right. That's the chiddush of Shtar HaOmid Ligwas Kagavi Dami. And we're about to see where we have that. Again, we had this earlier in Maseches Yavamis, where Medrash Suba is. But even before that, an important ha'ara. All the Rishonim ask that if you remember that Gemara in Maseches Yavamis, Yisrael, if you remember it, the Gemara says that Beis Hillel was chozer l'divrei Beis. Even the Mishnah there says Beis Hillel was chozer l'divrei Beis Shammai. You're right. Originally there was this machlokas. What was the context of that machlokas? You remember the machlokas was by Eidus Isha. Fine. Let's say she says my husband died, so she's able to remarry. Do we even let her collect her ksuba? So we're letting her collect her ksuba. Beis Shammai says, of course, because what does it say in the ksuba? When she gets remarried, she collects her ksuba. So Beis Hillel says, what do you mean? It's a special heter of Eidus Isha, she could get married. But then Beis Shammai says, if you're mater Arayah, surely you should mater Dini Mamanis. So that was the whole discussion there. But the Gemara there said, Chazru Beis Hillel, Lepaskin, like Kedivri Beis Shammai. So ask all the Mefarshim here. So what do you mean? This is, Man Shabbos Lai, who is it? Beis Shammai. It's also Beis Hillel. It's also Beis Hillel, Maskana. So I don't say, why are we boxing ourselves into Beis Shammai? So the Ra'ah says, V'ika manda amar, t'chi hadruba, when the Mishnah there says, Beis Hillel was chazruba, it doesn't mean to the Medrash Ksuba line. They admit l'maskana that the woman who's getting remarried, based on her own testimony, or eid echad, she collects her ksuba, but not because of Medrash Ksuba. That's what it means. That's why the Gemara can only quote this. But for another reason, in idach taima, maybe because of the svara that I just mentioned, that Beis Shammai says, hey, if Arayas is mutter, surely Mamanas should be mutter. So, or another reason, again, not because of Medrash Ksuba, or the Ra'ah says, Hadru Bohula Meimar, once Chazal say that she's allowed to get married, so it's as if there are Eidei Almana here. We discussed this in Yavamis. It's as if there are Eidim. Afla in Yiksuba. So once we say it's as if there are Eidim in that specific case, you can collect the Ksuba. It's not just a general din of Medrash Ksuba, but it's Ki'ilu Yeshkan Eidei Almanus. So Afla in Yiksuba, Mistavar, Dehainu Damitakad Drabanan, Techalhechi, Techazan Subi, Tishko Ksuba. Either way, the answer given by the Ra'ah is that maybe Beis Hillel was Chozerbo, but not to Medrash Ksuba, but to another Svar, why she should get the Ksuba. But Meyekar Adin, only Beis Shammai Darshan is the Lush. There's another ha'ara, the Sharm Sanab Alacha here, assuming like what we just said, that even Lamaskana Beis Hillel does not darshan the words of the Ksuba, why not? Chazal wrote the Ksuba, so why don't we darshan the words of the Ksuba? Why does that only Beis Shammai? So says the Sharm Sanab Alacha, beautiful. Vatamba Zaye Shlomar, the HaTorah Nitna Bipshat Uberemez Ubedrash Ubisod. Right, the Torah has various levels of interpretation. Pshat, Remez, Pardes. Pshat, Remez, Rasod. And we have many sources in Gemara where we darshan every tiny little minuscule point of the Torah. We darshan even every, like we're in Erevin and Menachas, every kotz and tile tilim and every crown and tagin, because the Torah is divinely written. And that's why every tiny little letter and word is full of drushes, is full of halacha. Dezemishem da Torah nechtava bedikta gravai deikadosh baruch hu. But ksuba is lashon chachamim. There's that ain't a bar called kach. There are yesh garsik, kev yesh garsik. There are different gersos in the ksuba. We had in earlier in the fifth parak or the fourth parak, right? Different gersos. When does a woman eat get mizonos still? V'lachein efshar lidro shakachnas kavnu. You can't darshin the ksuba like you darshin, even if you want to say ksuba daraisa. The lashon of the ksuba is not daraisa. So that's why suggest the sharm is yanim balacha. That's why Beis Hillel does not darshin medrash ksuba. You can dart like we darshin rishonim, but not in the same way. Obviously, as we darshin the Torah, right? We don't. But again, that's the his ha'ara. Why Beis Hillel would not darshin medrash ksuba? Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara said that who is the one that says medrash? So Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai says shalom lemiska gavi dami. It's as if she had it and he's collecting from her, and therefore he is chayiv to bury her. So where do we see that Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai holds that a shtar only likvos is kagavi? It's not. The Mishnah says in Masechah Sota, again we had this in the beginning of Masechah Yivamas, you see, Yivamas Lamechas. Meso, again, we always try to cross-reference where we have things, because that's one of the Gadlus of Daf Yomi, the Chazara aspects, and try to remember where we had something and to put things into the proper context. So we have this in Yivamas. So Beis Shammai says as follows. Mesu ba'alei and ashaloshasu. Let's say women are sotas, right? A soto, she has to drink the, she was warned by her husband not to be alone with a certain woman, a certain man, and she was, so she has to drink the mei sota. And let's say the husband died before she got to drink the mei sota. So Beishame Omrim, no lo susubas lo shosos. Beishame says she takes her ksuba, she does not drink. We're going to have a tzir sakasav in a minute. She does not drink unless her husband brings her to drink. And therefore, if her husband died, she no longer drinks the beisoda, so she's an almana. She's an almana, so she takes her ksuba. Ubeis hilo omrim no. Osho sos olo no lo ksubasa. Either she drinks or she doesn't take her ksuba. Right? If she doesn't drink, she's not going to take her ksuba. Osho sos. What do you mean? There's a possibility of drinking, says the Gemara. Vehevi ho isa shishto alakoina merachman of aleka. What do you mean? There's a tzir sakasav. The husband has to drink, has to bring the woman to drink. So how could Beis Hillel even fathom, bring the possibility of her drinking without the husband there? So Gemara says, Ella, you're right. That's not what Beis Hillel meant. Beis Hillel then meant as follows. Mitok shelo sosa zolo nos ksuba. No, Beis Hillel says, because she doesn't drink, meaning she will never be able to prove herself, we will not let her drink because of the Tzeres HaKasev, she will no longer be able to collect her ksuba. So it's a machloka b'shamen Beis Hillel. The woman does not drink. She does not drink, and the question is, her husband died, does she get her ksuba? Beishamai says yes, Beishamai says no. So Beishamai, Omer Melo ksuba zav lo shoso, say yes to Gemara, and Beishitis Beishamai. Why should she get her ksuba? V'yamai. Sveikahu, safik zanai, safik lo zanai. It's a safik whether she had this nus. If she was had this nus, eishas isha zinsa, so then she would lose her ksuba. So it's a safik, v'kasi safik, it must be devadai. And he's vadai muksak in his money. So why should she get her ksuba? Ain't something must be devadai. So ksavri beishamai. So it must be that we're wrong. He is not muksak in his money. Shtar ha'omei likvos kagavi dami. It's as if she's holding the money. Shtar ha'omei likvos. So therefore, she's muksak. So it's not something must be devadai. That's what beishamai says. Shtar ha'omei likvos. And that's why the woman back in Arkis had to answer the question. It's as if when the man died, the brother died, the Shomer's Yavam was muchsak in the money. So when she dies, it's as if the Yavam gets it from her. So therefore, he has a chiyuv to bury her. Yeah. If she was mezane, it's still a suffix. We don't know. Suffix mezane, suffix lo mezane, but she's muchsak according to Beis Shammai. So suffix, no. So Joe, so what do you say by suffix? She's holding the money. The Afla has a very important question here. The Afla asks, what does this mean? Suffik, what was the Hava mean of the Gemara? It's a suffik, and therefore we're not going to be motzi from him. But there is a chesk, there's a chiyuv. He definitely had a chiyuv to pay. It's a total suffik, motzi b'devadai. But we know he has a chiyuv of ksuba. This is like a case, says the Hafla, of Eini Odeya in Praticha. If I go to you and say, you owe me $100, and you say, I know I owe you, but I don't remember if I paid you back. What's the halacha? Halacha there is chayiv. It's chayiv to pay, because there's a cheskas chiyuv. If I go to you and I say, you owe me $100, and I say, I don't know if I lent you in the first place, so that's Eini Odeya in Nischayavti, if I borrowed, that. So then you're pater, because there's no cheskas chiyuv. But Eini, let's say if I go to you and say, you owe me $100, and I say, I know I borrowed, I don't remember if I paid you back, that's Eini Odeya in Praticha. And that's a cheskas chiyuv, and you're chayiv in that case. So here there's a cheskas chiyuv. What do you mean it's a savig motzi b'dei vadai? The husband has a chiyuv to, we know the husband has a chiyuv to pay. It's not just a stama muchsak. The husband has a chiyuv to pay the ksuba. So, I don't understand, says the Hafla. L'chor ha'kasha, b'kach, the sveikahu, ha'kaim ala inio de imparati. Afilo ha'echa do ha'vil ala meh, l'chayiv l'shalim. So, ha'chanami, b'vadei nischayiv ksuba, is a cheskas chiyuv, and a savig if she lost it. So therefore, he should have to pay. Two answers, says the Hafla. Number one is there a cheskas chiyuv? When does the chiyuv of ksuba kick in? It's a lot of lum this year. De imkein b'chaye habal ein hascholas hachiyuv. The chiyuv does not kick in when the baal is alive. The chiyuv says that fly in his first daya is that the chiyuv doesn't start at the chasen stish. The ksuba didn't kick in yet. It's later. The chiyuv is only upon death or divorce. That's when the chiyuv kicks in. And therefore, this is like Eini Odeim Nischayavti. This is not Eini Odeim Praticha. It's as if you don't know if there was a chiyuv. So that's number one. But then the Hafla says, I think I'm wrong. Because you find many sources that say that the chiyuv of the haksuba kick in right away. At the time of the marriage. Why, what's the chasen doing there? He's doing a kinyan chalip, and he's being mischayiv himself. So he says, in your lafarishkein, the vade mashra beduchta tuva, the chayva ksuba, the chayva ksuba maskla b'shas esuin, yikimar sharchobos. So, v'nira, so my second answer says that flaw that I say, doesn't he have a chiyuv already? So he says, yes, he has a chiyuv, but you know what? It's a chiddush in sota. the suffix in sota is treated like a vadai unless we know otherwise. That's what it is. That's the chiyav. So it's not a chiddush in ksuba, it's a chiddush in sota. But it's not just stam asafik. It's not stam asafik, it's karav levadai. Asa'uhu kevadai. And therefore, that's why, even though there's a vadai on this side, there's also a vadai on that side. And just to remember, related to this, the Reb Chaim that we mentioned a couple of months ago, there's a gracha lashas, a three-liner, in Simin Kufcha Vav and Gracha Lashas, where he calls a ksuba is a chiyuv lachuv. Usually you have a chiyuv that kicks in. You mischayev yourself and it kicks in right away. Here, what's a ksuba? You're mischayev yourself to be mischayev yourself if something happens in the future. So it's like somewhere in the middle. It started already, but it didn't really start yet. So he's trying to straddle the fence in terms of the haflaz issue. The chiyuv ksuba hu begeder chov shel chov. You don't have any model for this, right? There's no other model for this. It's a chiyuv to be mischayev, you know, at a certain date. Anyway, that's the haflaz. Important comments on this line. Suffik by sota. I don't think I would call that a pure suffik tuma. Meaning a suffix ishus, the source of sota is tuma, correct. Source of sota is tuma, but I think once you separate yourself from the source, I think sota is would be called isur v'heter, arayus. Yeah. The hafla, that was your kasha. Okay, so baruch, the hafla can say baruch shekivanti to Dr. Freeman's kasha. Okay.
At the time of the
raisik
ksuba, right?
If the shiba nechasim, meaning if you already sold property when you raisik ksuba. So those chasim are not meshubit if they're already sold. Only stuff that he sells afterwards.
Right, doesn't that reflect that the
chiyuv
kicks in at that
time? The chiyuv, so right, so maybe, that's what he says. He said, the hafla says, duch the tuva, that it kicks in right away. Yes, because any chasim that he sells after the marriage, you know, she's the first lokeach. Continues the Gemara, finishing up. So again, l'maskana, what do we say? The Yavam has to bury her. If we're saying that she had rights to the ksuba, and then the ksuba went over, it's as if she collected it, and then it went over to the husband, you're not fulfilling what it says in the ksuba. Right? What does it say in the ksuba? When you could get married to somebody again, so then you could tiddly mashakaz of lechi, then you could take. Even after the Gemara, even after her husband died, she's going to the oven. She can't marry anybody. She can marry anybody else. So what do you mean? So you see the words of the ksuba won't be able to be fulfilled. When you can marry somebody, she can't marry anybody else. She's going to the Yavam. Answers the Gemara, a great line. Amar Ravashi, Yavam nami ka'acher dami. Yavam is not exactly a stand-in for the brother. A Yavam is like an acher. And again, this has to be put with other lines in Shas. How much is the Yavam a stand-in? How much is the Yavam somebody independent? He's connected to his brother's marriage. The ksuba is based on the brother's marriage, but he is somewhat of an independent person. Tosfos here deals with, in Dibur Maskil Yavam, that you find in other Gemaras, that a Yavam is not called an Acher. Beginning of Kedushin. Gabe v'ish Acher yikachenet the Yavam lo mikri Acher. Does a person go back from war if he's a kukal Yavam? Right, so if he didn't marry the Yavam yet. So Tosfos says, you find sometimes he's called the Yavam, sometimes he's not called the Yavam. So maybe are you mechalik between Divrei Torah and Lashon B'dei Adam? The Rivash in the Shema Kubetzos also discusses, it depends, Lagabe who? Lagabe the money here. Maybe you would say he's called an Acher, but regarding other halachas, he's not called an Acher. But this is a very important line to put on the list of the relationship of Zikalib. Two dots. Shalach le Rav Abaya b'yad Rav Shmaya ben Bar Zera. Uminin is a ksuba likvos b'chayim. Is it really true? Is a ksuba nitan to collect while the husband's alive? I mean, like in this case, the shomeris yavam is considered as if it was collected and then it goes to the yavam. Meaning, is it considered like the yavam? It was collected while the yavam's alive and now she could get it. Is that really true? But we learned in a brayso of Tanya, Rabbi Abba Omer. Rabbi Abba says, you see the little asterisk, Rabbi Abba Omer on the side. It says Rabbi Abba is really Rav. That was Rabbi Abba's. Rav's real name was Rabbi Abba. It says on the side, and he was just called Rav. That's what the Aruch says. So, what difference does it make? Whether it was why is the right, Rav? So, right, if we know it's Rav, right, why are we saying that? Because Rav, what? It's a brisa. So Rav Tanu Upalik. When Rav is quoted, the Gemara is he's emphasizing that Rav could be quoted as Rav Tanu Upalik. What difference does it make if Rav is a Tana or is an Amora? Is there a Nafkamina? Nafkamina halacha. If Rav is a Tana, Rav is an Amora. So we usually assume that Amoraim are not allowed to argue on Tanoim. So we usually, that's what the Gemara seems to us all over every daf in Shas. Shas would only be about 10 pages if that assumption wasn't true, right? How can he say this? There's a Mishnah against him. There's a Braisa against him. So generally, we assume there were different stages of the Talmud. There was a Stimas HaMishnah, the Ksivas HaMishnah, the Stimas HaTalmud, right? Every stage of the Mesorah, Lechora, one can't argue on the previous one. There is a tremendous Chiddush of Reb Chaim, based on a Kesef Mishnah. The Reb Chaim is quoted in the Kovetz Shiurim in Baba Basra. Kovetz Shiurim in Baba Basra, Tuf Reish Lamed Gimel, where the Gemara there in Baba Basra seems to say that we would paskin, like Rav against the Mishnah. So ask Rabbi Chanan, Vakasha, Ech Paskin and Hache Hilkos a Karab Negan a Mishnah. The Dover Zeh Sha'alti Mikfon Marina Rabbeinu Reb Chaim Alevi Mibrisk. I asked this to my Rebbe Reb Chaim. The Heshev, and he answered, De Be'emes Gam Amora Yesh Bekocho Lachlo Galatana. And Amora is really allowed to argue on a Tana. What do you do with Shas? He says, V'hadim Osvinet Tziyufta Mitana Labarai. That which you see all over Shas, how could he say this? It says this in the Mishnah Brisa Tosefta. Humishum to Amora Eino Cholik Al Tana. And Amora wouldn't. Not that Amora couldn't. And Amora wouldn't argue on a Tana. V'ilu yada divrei Atana. And if an Amora would have known that it was a Mishnah, he wouldn't have said what he said. Lo haya cholik Allah. But if he did argue, you could paskin like the Amora, right? The halacha kibasroi. And the Rabbi Chanan said, "Vidur the muchachin." I agree, because you find in many makomos where Amoraim say, "Zu ain't a Mishnah." What do you mean, "Zu ain't a Mishnah"? It's a Mishnah. No, that's not a Mishnah. The end of today's daf, because "Zu ain't a Mishnah." What does that mean? So we always thought it meant, "Oh, that's not a reliable Mishnah." Rav Chaim say, no, they have the koach. So again, this is a das yachid. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Mamrim says, no way, they're not allowed to argue on a tana. And it said, they were makabel on themselves not to argue. That's the law. There is a chaver. There is an earlier source that might be the source of Rav Chaim. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim, in Beis Aleph, where the Rambam quotes, if a later Bezdin is near Rebbe Chachma, a greater Rebbe Chachma, they're allowed to argue on the previous one. So says the Kesef Mishnah, Im ken amaylo pligi amora tanoi. So why don't the Amoraim argue on Tanoim? If a later Bezdin could argue. The Efshar Lomar, Dumiyom Chasimas HaMishnah, Kimu V'Kiblu, Shedoros HaAchronim, Lo Yachloko Al HaRishonim. There was a Kabbalah that they wouldn't argue. V'chein Asu Gam B'Chasimas HaTalmud, Shemiyom Chenechtam, Lonita Mershus L'Shum Adam L'Achogolot. Also, once something said in the Gemara, there's a Lashon, Ravina V'Ravashi Sof HaRa'ah. So the language of the Gemara Maseches Baba Metzia. It's quoted in the Ramah in Choshe Mishpat. But the Kesef Mishnah, they were makabel not to. So the Chazon Ish on that Kesef Mishnah, Hilchos Mamrim, quotes, that Kesef Mishnah means they weren't allowed to. They were makabel because they knew the Emes earlier. What kind of Kabbalah was it? Because they weren't allowed to. Either way, that's an afkamina. I mean, you have to know whether Rav is at Rav Tana Upalig. So according to most, it's important to know if he was, if this Rebbe Abba was Rav. Right, lo yachloku or ainu rashoy lachlok. Right, so lo yachloku sounds like the Reb Chaim. Rabam l'shitaso. That doesn't hold the miskatnu hadoros idea. Okay, that's the Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam. Right, but and the Rambam is quoting some Mishnah in India, so you can't blame this on the Rambam. But you're right. It might connect to that when we had that shir a couple summers ago. We had the shir in miskatnu hadoros. Yeah.
If they're not allowed to argue, then why is it that halacha kibasroi?
If they're not allowed to argue, halacha kibasroi, because halacha kibasroi, you have to look all the cases where that comes up. That might only be within the same time period. Within Tanon, we might say halacha kibasroi, or within Amoraim, or within Poskim. But we might not say that switching stages of Mesorah. To check where it says that. Okay, anyway, so back to the content of the Gemara. So, is a ksuba nita lugvas b'chai, meaning do we say that it's as if it was given over already from the woman, it's as if she got it and then it went to the Yavam? V'hatanya Rabbi Abba Omer, sha'alti yasumchis, harotza shim kormidach si'av, achem kesedu ose. We learned yesterday in the Mishnah that when a man dies and the Shemeres Yavam has all these nechasim, so Chazal made a takana d'rabanan, because we want to protect her ksuba. All of these properties from the dead brother are meshubit to the ksuba. So therefore, as we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, we make all of them go into lands. We buy land with all of them because all of them are meshubit to the ksuba. So what happens if the Yavam wants to sell some of his dead brother's properties? So he can't right now because they're all meshubit to the ksuba. So what should he do? So we have two options. Im kohen hu yases u'davi yafais. If he's a kohen, then there's no other choice. He can't divorce his wife and take her back. So he should just make a suda, put her in a happy mood, and try to convince her to be mochel. to be mochelas, to let him sell some of the properties. Rashi says, give her a little wine, give her a little presents, and, you know, get her in a good mood, and get her to be mochelas. Im Yisraelu, but if he is a Yisrael, then you have another, a different option. Migarish v'get v'yachzer. Do yibum, divorce her, sell, Rashi has 2 days here. Either sell all the property you want before you take her back, and then take her back. Or, even after you take her back, but still it's not the same thing. And therefore you'd be able to sell 2 days in Rashi v'yachzer. Before we continue the brayta, the Pnei Yeshua says, I don't understand. By an Eishes Yisrael, so you're going to divorce her and then take her back. You're going to have to be Mephias her anyway to get her back. So why go through the trouble of just go like that, just be Mephias her now? You got to be Mephias her anyway. So the Pnei Yeshua has an answer to that, but that's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. But there is an interesting discussion. The Sharam Sarim Balacha here again discusses a Gerushin that's done not mitoch sinna. Usually Gerushin is done because you don't want to be married to her. Here, you want to be married to her, but you're doing it for other reasons, right? Because you want to sell the Nechasim. So, do we say that that is a good get? So, the Sharm Sayyid Malacha quotes Shuvas from 100 years ago, where there was a story that all the poskim got into, the Maharami Lublin. Havi Uvda, the time of the Maharami Lublin, Bishnas Shin Ayin Beis. Shin Ayin Beis, got to work out the math, when that is. Be'ir Vienna, Be'basha Yitzar L'Biyamim, there was a very young husband that he was very sick, and they convinced him to divorce his wife so she doesn't become Zakuk L'Yavam, and in Be'ezus Hashem, he gets up from being sick, he will take her back as his wife. Baruch Hashem, he got up from being sick, and he was not interested in her anymore. No, honey, you know, it was a wonderful life, but now it's time for me to look elsewhere. The Maharami Lublin Pasul Beget. He passed the get. Because it wasn't almanas, but it was done, not l'shem gerishim, but it was done for a specific reason. He passed the get. And the levush got into it, shehiskim, ba'u ha-levush, hiskim namilazeh, machlokas bein agdolim, sheishach shir beget, not to be Yehuda. Everybody got into it. But that's another example of a gerishin, shalom mitoch sinna. Here, you just wanted to sell the property. Yeah.
How can the Gemara advise you to do the gerishim for a ma'aser moment?
Right. I don't know if that, right, good question. How could the Gemara advise her to be Megarisha for Mamanis? I don't know if the Gemara is advising him to do this or just saying that this is what's possible. I don't know if he's advising her to do this, but this is what's possible. So the Gebraisa says, so this is what he could do in order to sell his brother's Nechasim. But if a Ksuba is possible to be collected, even Mechayim, meaning even when he's alive, she has rights to the Ksuba, so Niyachid Loshir Ksuba Vashar Lisbon. So why doesn't he just be Miyachid her? Say, this is your ksuba, and sell the rest. Or doesn't he just designate her for her ksuba? So Gemara says, I don't understand. Ula taimeich, that's not a good question. Well, you're asking me from a braisa? The Mishnah says, Mefeir, she can't do that. Yesterday's Mishnah. Lo yamala hari ksuba sechal shulchan. You're not allowed to say, that to the Yavama, your ksuba is sitting there on the table, and I'm going to, meaning all the other stuff is not connected anymore. All the dead brother's property is an akhrai to the ksuba. So you see, the Mishnah says you can't do that. So what are you asking me from a braisa for? So the Gemara says, no. In the Mishnah, I might say that that's not a din. That's just good advice for the woman. The woman should not accept to say that what's on the kitchen table is her ksuba. That's only good advice in the Mishnah, not a din. How do you know the Mishnah is about good advice? Because look in the Seifa. Seifa, Diktani, in the Seifa, it talks about a regular marriage, not a yavam yavama. A man shouldn't say to his wife, your ksuba is on the table, I'll call it a chaz achron the ksuba sishto. But he all the nechasim achrai to the ksuba. So he baile lezvuni hachanam gilo masi mazvin. In a regular marriage, a man can't sell nechasim? Because all the stuff is meshubah? But of course he can. You're right, if he doesn't have money at the end to pay the ksuba, so she could go and be toreif from those lakuchos. But you see the Mishnah is only in the safest in Eitzah Tova. She shouldn't accept that. She should focus on all the nechasim. But really, it's not Me'ikar Adin, so the Mishnah's not Akasha. So Ella Eitzah Tova Kamashlam, the safe of the Mishnah is in Eitzah Tova. Achanam Eitzah Tova Kamashlam. So the Mishnah is in Eitzah Tova. But El Drabi Abba Kasha. But in the Braisa, that seems to be Me'ikar Adin. So we're back to the question. So why doesn't he just designate? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abba Nami lo kasha mishim Eva. No, it's also no kasha, because that is also, it's not Me'ikar Hadin, that's just about Eva. What does Eva mean? So Rashi says, what kind of marriage is this going to be? Where he says, honey, your super stuff is over there, okay? So when, if I ever want to divorce you, you'll collect that right there. So and then he's going to, what kind of marriage is that? So it's, the Chazal say that's not allowed. That's not allowed. That's what Rashi says. No sein Evas olam b'neihem. What if he divorces her? What, that's not Eva. So Rashi says, no, because then, once he wants to take her back, she'll realize why he did it. And therefore, she won't be so upset. There won't be Eva there. But if it's a constant, just, you know, you designated the Ksuba, so then there's no telling why you did it, and that's why there would be Eva. Period. Next. Ahu Gavra Danafla Yavama Bipumbadisa. There was a man, right, an oldest brother who had a Shomer's Yava. The younger brother, meanwhile, was trying to give the Yavama a get. Why? Because the youngest brother didn't want the older brother to get all the nechasim of the dead brother. And we know that the Yavam is Yarshin's, separate from all the other brothers. He Yarshin's the nechasim of his dead brother. So this younger brother wanted to give her a get, and we learned in the Yavamis that once one of the brothers gives a get, that apostles her for all the brothers. That's what he was trying to do. So Amalei, so the older brother says, my daitech. Hey, Mishim Nichse, what are you worried about? Because you want the nechasim? Don't worry about it. Anam b'nichse palik nilakha. I'll split it evenly with you. Don't worry about it. Don't try to mess it. Don't try to give her a get. I will split it with you. Rashi quotes that he did a kinyan with him. He did a kinyan chalipin with him. The Ritva does not like it. The Ritva says if he did a kinyan with him, there's no way to back out. There would be no following discussion. The Ritva says it was just a haftacha. It was just a promise. Probably, don't worry about it. I'll give you the, I'll split it with you. So, is what he said really effective? Machlokas. Amar of Yosef. Says Rav Yosef. Kivan to Amar Abanan lo lizvin, avagat dezeva lo havi zvin esvine. The Yavam has no power in the Nechasim. What do we say in the Mishnah? That the Yavam is not able to sell the properties of the Shemeres Yavam. Right? We learned in the Mishnah that both Beisham and Hillel agree the Shemeres Yavam can sell her stuff. So Rav Yosef says, once the rabbi said that he can't sell, that even if he would try to sell, he can't. So this older brother can't promise anything. He has no connection to the Nechasim. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Mishemeis v'niach Shemeres Yavam. If a man dies, and he left a Yavama, v'hiniach Nechasim v'me'amana, and he left, you know, millions of dollars, afa pisha ksubasa ina elamana, even though the ksuba is very small, lo yimkar, the Yavam still has no power. Shekol nechadra k'ran l'ksubasa. So says Rav Yosef. The Yavam does not have any power to sell, so then this older brother, what he said really was meaningless. Amalei, we'll talk about Rav Yosef Svara in a minute. Amalei Abayev, v'cholcheich adar rabbanu l'lizan, avagav d'zavim l'aviz v'inis v'inei. Abaye says, whatever the rabbis tell you, you can't sell something, it doesn't work with the Eved? I'll give you an example that's not true. Look at the first mission in our Perek. Vatsan, the mission said on Daf Ayin Ches. What happens if a woman gets Nechasim when she is an Arusa? Beishami Omrim Timkar, Beisel Omrim Lo Timkar. Beisel says, she shouldn't sell it. Eluv Elu Modim Shemachar Asakayim. So you see, just because the rabbis told you not to do something, not to sell, does not mean that if she did sell, it wouldn't be good. Sir Abaya says, no, the Yavam shouldn't sell, but if he did, it would be good. So it's a machlokas Rav Yosef and Abaya. So Shalchu l'kam mid Rabbi Chanina bar Papi. So we'll talk more about Rav Yosef in a minute. Let's just try to finish first. They sent in front of Rav Chanina bar Papi, Shalchu l'kam mid Rav Yosef. So Rav Chanina bar Papi said, I agree with Rav Yosef, meaning the Yavam cannot sell it. Amar Abaya, also Rav Chanina bar Papi, kipi talilah. Did Rabaya says, when he heard this, did Rav Chanina bar Papi hang rings on that? Meaning, did he explain it? Did he explain his opinion? Then he said to somebody else, they asked him the kasha, they asked Rav Ben Yomi the kasha, he sent back like Abaya, meaning it would work. The Amar bar Rav Yosef, time achrina shalcholi. But he added on, and said, if Rav Yosef ever proves his shita, let me know. I hold like Abaya. If Rav Yosef ever proves his shita, let me know. So Navag Rav Yosef, Dachva Ashkach, Rav Yosef did. Rav Yosef found the Braisa. Titania the Braisa says, to prove his shita that what? That a Yavam cannot. A Yavam cannot sell it. And it wouldn't work with the Eved. Let's say one brother borrowed money from the other one. Umes. And the brother who owes the money died. So the Yavam is owed money by the dead brother. I'm sorry. He owes money. He owes money. The Yavam owes money to the brother that died. So lo yomar ho v'shani roish achzakti, he cannot say, says the Braisa, hey, I'm going to yarshin my brother, so I don't have to pay anybody, I'm just going to keep the money. He can't say that. Elo motziyam v'yavam 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 v'yavam, because his money is really the Yavamas. So you got to take the money and buy principal with it. So that proves, says Rav Yosef, that proves like my shita, that the Yavam has no power, he can't keep this stuff. You have to give it. So he's Amalei Abaya, so Abaya said, I'm going to dilma d'tavi le'av d'lei, maybe that's just good advice, maybe that's not midina. So Amalei Tana Tani Motzi and Vat Amrei Tavali Avdulei. The Braisa says we're Motzi from him. That's not good advice. It sounds like you're doing it on purpose on Balkarcha. So this is a riot to Rav Yosef. So they sent back to Rav Ben Yomi. Rav Ben Yomi said, if Rav Yosef ever brings a riot, let me know. So Hazar Shalchol Kamei Rav Ben Yomi Bereid Rav Nechome. So he said, here's a proof. Here's a Braisa that proves it. So Amalehu Achi Amar Rav Yosef Bar Ben Yomi Amar Rav Nachman Zu Eina Mishnah. He sent back. He says, no, that's not a reliable Braisa. Right? Zu Eina Mishnah, like we just discussed. That's not a reliable Braisa. Why not? That's tomorrow's daf. My time, but why? We've got three possibilities why this Braisa is not a reliable one. But before that, What's the svara of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef says that since Rabbanan say you can't sell, so it doesn't work. So the Hafla says, what is the reason for this? The reason, at least he suggests, is what it says in Maseches Temura. Beginning of Maseches Temura, we have the sugya of Kol Milsa Da'avad Rachmana Lo Seved Yavlo Mahani. If the Torah tells you not to do something, if you try to do it, does it work or not? That's a machlokes between Abaya and Rava there. Rava says Yavid lo mahani, and Abaya says Yavid mahani. So the Hafla says Rav Yosef here is holding like Rava. Yavid lo mahani, and the chiddush is that that principle applies even by Yisurei Durabanan, even by Dinim Durabanan. That's the chiddush of Rav Yosef. And the Hafla says Abaya is Loshitaso. Right, Abaya here says it works because he holds Yavid mahani. So it's Abaya Loshitaso. And Rav Yosef holds like Rava. Rav Elchanan says, I don't think that's really his total svara because the Gemara brings a proof from the case of borrowing money and there was no Aveira done there. So what do you mean? There was no Aveira done there. So he just thinks that no, the issue is when the Rabbanan tell you to do something, do they strengthen their takana to give it the power of being even l'ikuva? But that is a big sugya, whether we say, if the Torah or the Rabbanan tell you not to do something, let's say you sell something on Shabbos, does it work or not? That's what the poskim discuss this. Right? The Taz asks, why is it that in many sources we find the Yavid lo mahani, but if you sell something on Shabbos, it works for the Yavid. You violated this, is Rabbanan Mecha Komemkar. So the Taz suggests maybe there's difference in Surim. Is something inherently usur, or the selling on Shabbos, inherently it's not usur, it's just that the time is gorim. So it's a different type of iser. But again, this is the issue of the Shabbos Yerim Malacha also here talks about a bunch of shitos and the hafla before him. Do you say Yavalo Mahani by Yisurei Drabanan or not? So that is the big sugya here. Beth Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Okay. Tomorrow is an hour later. Tomorrow is an hour later. And the Shabbos, the shir is in Yoni Thanksgiving. In Yoni Chukusem Loseilechu. Shabbos afternoon. And it'll be too late for this year, but... maybe it gives away a little bit how us are.